It's been nearly a week since the mass shootings in Texas and Ohio, and there are signs of movement on gun legislation in Washington. This morning, outside the White House, President Trump said he's for, quote, intelligent background checks for firearms purchases.
We're really looking at very meaningful background checks. I think it's going to happen. There's great, great support, but we're looking at very, very meaningful background checks.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will look at proposals for gun legislation. McConnell told reporters that President Trump called him about so-called red flag laws that would make it harder for some people with mental illnesses to possess and purchase guns. But McConnell has refused to call the Senate back from recess despite calls for him to do so. We're joined now by NPR political reporter Tim Mak. Hey, Tim.
Hey there.
Well, we've been talking about this for days after the shootings, and I'd love to know from you, the president spoke with reporters this morning on the White House lawn. What direction do you think the president appears to be moving in?
Well, he seems to be leaning in the direction of background checks, right? That he's saying, quote, we need meaningful background checks. He's saying that he would support them if they were done in a, quote unquote, intelligent manner. Now, this is not the default position for a Republican president to be in. The president and his base has long featured a lot of Second Amendment supporters, some very stringent and passionate Second Amendment supporters. So it's not the default position for the president or a Republican president to support background checks or support some sort of gun control legislation, but it does seem like that's the direction we're headed in.
And what differences do you think we will be seeing folks talking about? I mean, just as recently as February, we were talking about gun control legislation and background checks as part of that legislation.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think that there was a sort of sense that the two back-to-back shootings, these two shootings that happened and caused mass casualties in such a short period of time, had a different impact on public opinion and a lot of lawmakers who are trying to have conversations with their constituents about it. That this sort of legislation, which has been unsuccessful in the past, may have a better chance of being successful in this climate following these shootings.
Yeah, this week, the president also said he talked with the National Rifle Association, and he praised them as great patriots. You've also reported on some of the turmoil within the NRA, but they still have the president's ear, right? How much does this play into what we're going to see moving forward?
I mean, the president said just today that he talked to the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, and he said basically, hey, I've done things for you folks that that the NRA support of him has, quote, paid off because he's nominated and helped confirm two Supreme Court justices that are big supporters of the Second Amendment. So, yes, they do have the president's ear, but the president's kind of pushing back as well, saying, look, I've done this for you. Maybe it's time for you to be, if not supportive of background check legislation, maybe a little bit more neutral. Those were his words today.
Yeah, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, we were talking about those red flag laws. He spoke to a radio station in Kentucky today about a conversation he had with the president. Let's take a listen.
We're going to put together bipartisan discussions and get started so that we are, hopefully by the time we get back, narrowed some of the differences and see what we can actually turn into a law rather than just finger pointing.
Very quickly, with a few seconds that we have, Tim, what do you think McConnell is actually saying with this?
In a lot of ways, he's just trying to keep his powder dry. You notice that in that statement, he doesn't refer to any specific gun control measures or any legislation or proposal that he actually supports. And he's been this way for the last week. He's trying to get lawmakers to come to a deal where 60 senators can support. And so far, that's proven elusive.
Thank you so much. That's NPR political reporter Tim Mak. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks a lot.